good, except for that which the Lord has given to us. In the book of Luke, in the 17th chapter, is where we'll be reading from tonight while you pray for us for the time that we be before you, that God will just take his word and anoint it with the Holy Spirit, that it will go out, and as the prophet of old said, and it will accomplish unto where he sends it, and will not return unto him void. We're living in a time like none other. That man depends on their abilities, their intellect. They're depending upon their ways in order to make it through this world. But tonight I'm bringing to you a message that I think that all of us need to ask God to help us, and that our faith might increase more than we've ever had in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the book of Luke, in the 17th chapter, verses 5 and 6. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. What they're saying is, just give us more faith. But the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. And just that, those two verses tonight. The Lord could have increased their faith just by speaking a word. I believe that he could have spoke anything and it would have happened. But the Bible teaches us that our faith, that we ought to pray for the gift of faith, that we would have more faith than we've ever had in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And in the book of Romans, the 10th chapter and the 17th verse, it tells us how our faith can be increased by saying that faith comes by hearing the word of God. And I also want to put in there, as they was there on the day of Pentecost, that faith comes by experience. What we have seen happen. All the miracles that the apostles saw while Jesus was here that Ray has been teaching about. Every miracle they saw should have increased their faith in the Lord. But even when the times got rough, their faith got low because they depended upon him. If we walk by sight, sometimes that will lead us astray. But if we walk by faith, we know that God will be with us each and every step of the way. They wanted their faith to be increased. I and you ought to want our faith to be increased, that we would have more faith tomorrow than we had today, because we may face something tomorrow that we've never faced before. I'm sure that when these apostles asked the Lord to increase their faith, they had good intentions. But the Lord, using the mustard seed example, said, if you only had faith like a mustard seed, could you imagine what you could do with the smallest of all the herbs, that seed being so small, that if you only had that kind of faith, you could do great works for the Lord. There's times when I have a boulder-sized faith. And there's times when I have salt kind of faith. It depends on what we're facing. And it's easy to say I have faith when everything is good. Amen. But when the storms come, it's hard to have even a mustard-sized faith in the Lord. It's not that we don't believe that he can do it. Our faith just becomes weak. I've often thought, if I had gone through some of the things that some of you have, what kind of faith would I have going through that? I'd like to say I'd go through it like a lion. But the reality is that when we face those circumstances head on, that's when our faith is put to the test. How much faith do we have? And who are we really trusting to get us through those situations in our life? But Jesus told them, if you only had the faith as a grain of mustard seed, that you could say unto that sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root and be thou planted in the sea, and it would obey us. How many of us has ever moved a tree with our faith? But yet, to Brother Holcomb's prayer request tonight and testimony, there have been times that my faith has moved mountains. Anybody else know what I'm preaching about? There's times that my faith has walked me through a dark, dreary valley. Because it wasn't Roger that I was dependent on. It was God that I was depending on. And when you walk in those places, you have faith that God is going to bring you through it and give you the victory. You say, well, there's no guarantee I'll get the victory. No, but I go back to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We have faith, O King, that if you throw us in this fiery furnace that is heated 1,000,000 times hotter than what it ought to be, we don't know if he will, but we know our God is able to deliver us. That's the kind of faith that I would love to have, wouldn't you? That Satan, no matter what you bring against us, my faith in God is greater than the circumstances in which I'm surrounded by. I've seen mountains moved. I've seen, as the writer of old said, I've seen the mountains brought down low. And every valley shall be brought up, shall be exalted. I've seen times when it appeared that you was going into a dark crevice and your faith in God just brought it up to where you was walking on level ground. And I've also seen it where folks were facing a great big mountain in front of them and their faith in God brought it down to where it was no more than just an anthill that they could step over. We need more faith than we've ever had, because I said we're living in a time when folks put faith in their ability. They put faith in their intellect. They put faith in what I can do. But I put my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who saved me and gave me all things that I have had needed of. He often talked in the book of Matthew and over in the book of Luke, both of them in the 17th chapter, that mountains can be moved. Here, trees can be moved. What he's saying, if I could just preach for a few minutes of time, that there is no obstacle that we face that faith cannot move it out of our way. The woman that had the issue of blood, the crowd, was her obstacle. But you remember she had faith when she left the house. Oh, that'll preach, won't it? If we had faith before we even left the house, if I could just get to where the Lord is and touch the hem of his garment, I know I would be made whole. Some of us would step outside the door and turn around and go right back in because of the circumstance. If she got caught outside of her house, she could be stoned to death because she violated the law. And she knew this, but she said, despite what man may do to me, I need to touch not the Lord. I don't need him to put his hand on me. I don't need a sermon. I just need to touch the hem of his garment. You know what that represents? she was down on her knees. She may have been prostrate, just crawling unto the Lord. And she just reached up and touched the hem of his garment. How many of you have been that low in your life to where you had faith, Lord, if I could just get to where you're at and just touch the hem of your garment, I know I would be made whole. Lord, increase my faith. Instead of me going to and fro, trying to figure things out, trying to work them out with intrigue and other means, let me trust in the Lord and put my faith to test. I've heard the messages preached. How many of you have heard more than a couple hundred messages over the years? Right? You've heard message after message, and those messages should increase our faith to where we are more trusting in God than we've ever been. The second point is we have seen what God has done for others by their faith. I would love to be able to say tonight that if I'm ever caught in a situation that some of you have been caught in, that I could walk through it the way you walk through it. Walk in here and hold up your head. Sister Mary, I'll pick on her for a minute. She walked in and she was cognizant of the fact that the treatments had caused her, like Brother Ron, to lose their hair. But hold your head up high and say, thank you, Lord, because my faith in not just the treatments and the doctors, but my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ has brought me through this situation, and I have more faith today than I had before I started. Trials will build your faith, or they can destroy your faith. I've seen some folks go through and they just give it up. Their faith has gone weak. But I don't want to give up on the Lord, do you? I want my faith to increase so that I can speak to those mountains. I can speak to those trees. I can speak to whatever obstacle it is that gets in my way. In the 21st chapter of Matthew, he says it like this, that all things can be done if we just have faith. And I may be out of line tonight, but let me just tell you, with God, I believe I can do anything. With God. Without God, I'm limited. And I'll fail. But with God, if God will touch my mind, touch my heart, touch me physically, I believe there is nothing that we can't do together. Amen. And as a church, I commend you, and you know that I love you, but I believe that there is nothing that this church cannot accomplish with God. I've heard you pray. I've seen you pray. I've seen the effects of your prayers. In fact, look around you at the testimonies that we have, because people had faith that when they prayed, God was going to hear and he was going to answer their prayers. They didn't pray it because Roger was the pastor or Roger was preaching. They prayed it because they knew God was on the throne. His ears was open. He was attentive unto their cries. And their faith was, God, I know you can bring me through this situation. All things are possible. Nothing is impossible when you have faith in God. Nothing. If we just have faith. And every one of us has a measure of faith that God has given to us for salvation. God gave every man a measure of faith. And when we step out and exercise that measure, that started the building process to where our faith can be increased. Can I get a witness on a Wednesday night that if God can save us, he can do anything? Amen. The greatest need we've ever had was for salvation. and God took care of that. If he can do that, Ray, I am confident that he can do anything. Because you see, that sealed my soul for all eternity. Anything he does for this body is just extending my days here. But I also have faith one day I'm going to lay this body down, but I'm going to pick up a brand new body. And I know that when I get there to the end of my way, I'm going to need more faith to leave this life and go on home to be with the Lord. You see, I'm not afraid to die, but I've never went through that valley. I've never stepped into that river that they talk about. But I know this, when I get there, I have faith that my Lord and Savior will be there to guide me safe over to the other side. Amen. He said, increase our faith. How many would like to have your faith increased? Even more above. I'm looking at some trophies. You know, they sing Robin and Sharon sing that song. I started to say Robin. Rob and Sharon sing that song, Trophies of Grace. I'm looking at some trophies of faith tonight as well, that God has used you and your faith to be an example to others. This is how you face things in life. You put your faith in God, and you know that God can bring you through. Is there anything too big for our God? I believe that's the question that was asked. Is there anything too big for our God? And the answer is no. Nothing is too big. If he can watch over us day after day, save our dying souls and give us a home in glory land, there's nothing that we face that's too big for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But sometimes we allow our circumstance to get bigger than our faith. And we cry, oh Lord, what am I going to do now? I believe sometimes God speaks to us and say, what did I do for you? Isn't that what he said to the children of Israel? Wasn't I there when I brought you through the Red Sea? Wasn't I there when you come in out on the other side and you began to sing that song, the horse and his rider have God drowned in the sea? And then Miriam and the women got up their timbrels and they began to shake them and they began to sing the same song, the horse and his rider have God drowned in the sea. Wasn't I there when you went through the River Jordan? You went through all those battles. It was I that was there. And the same God that was with you then, it's the same God that we serve today. Amen. Amen. The same God. Increase our faith. Increase it so that they were getting ready for, no doubt in their minds, they were getting ready that the Lord was going to be going away soon. He told them, I'm leaving you. Increase our faith for when that day comes. And yet, when that day came, they was all scattered. They all went their own way. Even Peter denying the Lord. A man of great faith. It takes faith to get out of the boat and step on the water. Amen. It takes faith. But a man that had great faith that said, Lord, I'll even die with you. When it come down to it, he denied the Lord and he walked away. And after the Lord was placed in the tomb, the Bible says he went back to fishing. They went back. Many of them went back to their former occupations. Their faith had sank low. But before we cast stones at them, I want us all to remember times in our life when our faith was low. And it seemed like we were stuck in a dungeon. Jeremiah's faith got so low that he said, I'm not even going to preach anymore. But I like what happened to him. His faith got an instant increase when he said, but your word was like fire shut up in my bones. I don't know how anybody can quit going to church. Can I just preach that? I would miss a service and it's like my fire has gone down a little bit. And I need that fire to be built back up. In fact, I sometimes need somebody just to pray, Lord, throw another log on his fire. And then as we look at this and all that he has said for them, that we know that there is no limitation to how much faith we can have. Have you ever gone through something and somebody will pat you on the back and say, I'm praying for you, and God can take care of that. God can take care of that. Sometimes our brothers and sisters have more faith over our circumstance than what we do. Their faith ought to build our faith. It ought to build up our faith. I mentioned Sister Edwina on Sunday, and she would often build our faith. Build your faith. Because she just had a way with words. Her faith was, she was way up here. And sometimes I'd walk in and I'd be way down here. And she'd say, I'm praying for you, brother. And it would just build my faith. If you catch a brother or sister that's down on their faith, build them up. Build them up. Let them know that God can still hear their cries. God can still take care of their circumstance that they're going through. And we need more faith for tomorrow than what we had for today, because the times are getting darker. But I hear a song from years go by. Let me make this point before I mention that song. That sometimes, does it ever feel like you're walking alone? And as times are getting darker, it feels like there's just a few of us on this road. But remember, the Lord said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but be with you always, even to the end of this world. That ought to build our faith. And say, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to face tomorrow or next week or next month, but I know this, as long as you're walking beside me, I've got faith that it's going to be all right. I've got faith. These guys wanted their faith to be increased. Increase our faith. Because you see, they walked with a man that nothing was impossible for. He come upon a leper, he could heal a leper. He came upon a man that was blind, he could heal the blind man. A man that was lame, he could heal him. A man that couldn't hear, he could heal him. There was nothing that he could not do. A man sitting there waiting for the troubling of the water, and every time the water got troubled, somebody else beat him, the Lord said, that's all right. And when he told the man, the centurion, whose servant was sick at home to the point of death, he said, I'm not even worthy that you would come to my house. Jesus, first of all, said, let's go to your house right now. He said, no, I'm not worthy that you should even come in under my roof into my house. And what did the Lord say unto him? Thy faith. Oftentimes when he healed people, it was because of their faith. Lord, that I might receive my sight. You got it. They had faith that he could do it. We need to have increased faith that no matter what we face, our faith in God is bigger than what we're facing. Amen. How many tonight, as I close, will say, with me, I've got more faith today than I had yesterday. But I want more faith tomorrow than I had today. You say, But you never face any of these situations. We all face situations. Every one of us. I've got family that I have faith in God, that if they would just say the Lord's name in faith believing, God would take care of their situation. He would save them. But my faith won't save them. It has to be their faith. My faith won't heal them. Did you know many weren't healed when Jesus was here because they believed not? In other words, they had no faith. Their faith was spent. I know that God is capable to increase my faith to such the side that if he said, get out of the boat and walk on the water, you know what many of us Baptists would say? Hold on, Lord. Right? Hold on just a minute now. I've got faith, but I don't know about walking on water. You know, and Peter gets criticized, but at least he got out of the boat. Amen? Many of us Baptists would say, oh, Lord, why don't you come to me? I'll wait right here while you come to where I'm at. But sometimes to increase our faith, God is saying, you come to where I'm at. You come to me. If you come to me, your faith will increase. But even as Peter got out of the boat, his faith began to get weak. And he began to sink. Some would say, many different reasons why, but the Bible is very explicit. He began to sink because he began to look around and took his eyes off the Lord. Don't ever think that it's your faith alone that is getting you through. It's your faith and keeping your eyes on the Lord. I'm sure Peter, probably like some Baptists, he wanted to look around and say, look here, everybody. Look what I'm doing. And he began to sink to show it's our faith, but it's God who does the work. Amen? Tonight as we pray to close, I pray for more faith. And it's for me. I pray for more faith for me. I pray that God will put it on your heart to have more faith. Because nobody can pray for you like you. Amen. Amen. Ronnie, while you was out, we was praying for you. But I know you was praying for yourself. Debbie and Mary and Jim, I just go around the house with these trophies that we have and say, look what faith in God and the Lord did for these marvelous people. And I know June posted this week, and Ray didn't even expound upon it, but her test came back, no cancer. Let the church say amen. I'm sure she had faith, but when you hear that possibility, it takes your faith and just... it just smacks it, almost flattens it out. That's when you need to hear more of the Word of God. You need to be praying more, seeking God more, and getting that relationship, I believe, to a place like it never was before. And we're going to close tonight with prayer because that's one of the key ingredients of more faith is prayer. Prayer is the key that will increase our faith. The more, Tara said this, and I said I was going to close. Tara said this in her testify after she sung her song. She'll know the Lord because she talks with him. I don't know what his voice is going to be like, but I know when I hear it, I'll know it's him. Because it's a voice like no other man has ever spoken. When he speaks, you know it's him. and a voice like none other. And when I hear him, as Brother Tom Metcalf used to say, I believe that I could go bear hunting with a switch. Because I know my faith in him is greater than anything else that I face. Amen. Would you join us as we pray tonight? Praying for ourselves. Lord, increase my faith. And help my brothers and sisters to have more faith than what they have today. Because God, we need it. We need it in these troublesome times in which we live in. Would you join me as we close in this altar of prayer? Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your spirit tonight. God, that we felt down in our soul. And Lord, we thank you for the faith that you've allowed us to have. Lord, how you've helped it to grow. God, I pray tonight that you would help us as we go through this day and into tomorrow. That God, we would have more faith than we've ever had before. Help us, Lord, that no matter what the world and Satan may throw at us, that God, that we'll not let our faith be dimmed, but we'll let our faith, Lord, depend upon you to help us through each and every situation that we may face along this journey. Lord, help us our faith to grow through your word, through your spirit, and through our prayers unto you. God, as we depend more on you and less on ourselves, that God, that we might be more fit for our faith to increase. God, go with us. Bless these prayer requests from tonight. Touch each and every one of them according to your will and your word. God, help us as we go through the rest of this week. Be with us in our travels. Lord, be with us at the doctor's office. Help us, Lord, to get an answer. And we trust it in your name that we pray in the name of Jesus. And amen. 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 God bless each and every one of you tonight. I appreciate you coming out on this beautiful Wednesday night. And pray that God give you a great rest of this week. And that when we come in Sunday morning, that our faith will be, God, you can do anything that anybody has need of in this service. Anything. If there's lost here, they can be saved. If there's those that need healing, they could come to an altar and God can heal no matter what it is that they have need of. Today and for circumstances in people's lives that God would just speak to them and open doors up for them or shut a door, whatever the situation may need. If we trust in the Lord, we'll have the victory. And that song says, and victory is sweet. Amen. God bless you. Have a great rest this week. And I said, Sunday night, stay cool. And Becky said, it's going to be a warm week. It's not going to be cold. I said, stay cool. That could apply if it's hot or cold, couldn't it? God bless you. Sometimes I get the weather wrong. I could be a weatherman. God bless you. Have a great rest this week and increase your faith in God. Amen. God bless you.